This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars.
Thank you for helping us keep PDX safe and secure.
I flew into the Portland airport recently, and when I got off the plane, I took a picture of my feet, in keeping with the local custom.
A foot selfie.
That's producer Julie Sabatier, host of the podcast Rendered.
And I almost always take a foot selfie when I'm at PDX, the Portland airport.
The feet are actually not the most important thing about a Portland airport foot selfie. It's actually what's under your feet, the famous PDX airport carpet. It's a loud, decidedly 80s teal color with a repeating geometric pattern.
The design, I'm told, is based on the way the runways and lights look from the air traffic control tower, and also on the radar screen that the air traffic controller sees, with that sweeping line going around and around, and the dots are the little blips representing airplanes.
The carpet is very, very beloved. There are even signs in the airport now saying, "Tweet your feet," with the hashtag PDX carpet.
And it goes deeper than that.
I love this carpet. It just kind of represents Portland, like we're kind of known for this at our airport, this carpet.
It makes traveling a little bit more enjoyable, I guess, when I'm in the airport.
We always do the selfie, you know, the foot thing.
But maybe there's something that's just secretly magical about it.
Oh, get a room, people.
People have extreme, unprecedented, inordinate amounts of affection for the carpet at PDX. When you ask people why they love the carpet so much, they pretty much all say the same thing. When they see it, it reminds them that they're home.
But like so many great love stories, I'm afraid this one is coming to a tragic end. That is the sound of Portland's heart being ripped out of its chest.
Speaking of PDX, workers are replacing the airport's famous carpet. You know, that sea of teal with the red and purple and blue accents.
For carpet, it's actually had a pretty long life. The oldest sections of carpet have been in the airport since the late 1980s.
There are things that you just can't repair. You can't just patch your way out of it.
That's Robin McCaffrey. She's in charge of the carpet removal project, which started in late January.
We're giving it a healthy window, and we're saying before Thanksgiving of this year, it will be completely done.
Whatever happens to the old PDX carpet, one thing is for sure. Its replacement has some big shoes to fill.
People are going to hate it.
Well, hopefully not. Now, when you walk through the airport, you can actually see a sizable swatch of the new carpet. It's a darker green with a repeating geometric motif that's reminiscent of the old carpet, but busier.
The busyness of the new design actually helps hide dirt and other wear and tear. In fact, there's a couple different versions of the new design, one that's extra busy that they'll lay in higher traffic areas.
Yeah, I think it's tough if people don't have an immediate love. Everybody wishes that their design work was immediately adored.
Michelle Vo is a partner at Henneberry Eddy, the firm that took on the unenviable challenge of designing the replacement carpet.
And like most design work, there's a lot of thought and consideration that went into it.
The inspiration for this had a lot to do with what you see from the air as you're coming in, and that green color that's the main background color for the carpet is much like that experience of flying into Portland. We have a unique situation here where coming into Portland, the greenery of our surroundings come right up to the doorstep of our city.
Even with all this thought and care, designer Michelle Vo is fully aware that this new carpet is going to be a hard sell. But she hopes it will grow on people over time.
I think that the new carpet going down is something that will become endearing. I hope that it will, and maybe it won't reach cult status until 20 years out when it's time to replace it, but you know, that's okay. That's okay.
And so maybe the new carpet will eventually become a part of the airport the same way the old carpet did, crucial to the experience of coming home to Portland.
Then again, maybe not.
99% Invisible was produced this week by Julie Sabatier and Katie Mingle, with Sam Greenspan, Avery Truffleman, and me, Roman Mars. Radio edit by Ted Muldoon. We are a project of KALW and distributed by PRX. More at 99pi.org.